your life. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me? Okay. So we just go straight to the testimonies. Father in heaven, we thank you for another day. Thank you for the Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you for the many blessings we are experiencing. The blessing, first and foremost, of your presence, your grace, strength, the joy that we experience every night, and numerous testimonies. Lord, as we share some of these testimonies, we ask first and foremost that Jesus will be glorified. Number two, that your people around the world will be edified, and their faith will be boosted, and that everyone listening will enjoy your grace, and that even as we share these testimonies, you replicate them in the lives of your people. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Okay. So I'm just going to add. So please confirm those online for me. We have Abigail Abednego, Akwo Ngo, Femisola Ogunboye Esther, Antonia Jagaba, Patience Joe, Victory Eloho, Catherine, Chioma Iwegu, Amanda Leo, Chidima Odie. So please, I will just begin by sending you a request. Let me go with Abednego Abigail. Abednego Kwan. Can they hear me?
Yes, sir.
Abednego, I just sent you a request. If you're holding on to your phone, you see a request from me. Please accept it, and you will be live. Okay. Okay, if I mentioned your name, let's do how we normally do it. Just reply in the comment section, capital letters, I am waiting. Only those whose names have been called should reply by saying, I am waiting. Okay, Abednego is unable to join. I am waiting in capital letters, and I'll just add you from your comment. I am waiting. Okay, is there, I see a patient Joe. Chibum Soma Royalty. Okay. I just sent you a request now. Patience Joe, I just sent you a request.
Good evening, Pastor Matt.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You are blessed.
Thank you so much. So my name is Patience Joe, and I'm from Zimbabwe.
From Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Are you using an earpiece?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Okay. Maybe you may have to, if you're using an earpiece, you may have to speak much louder than that, or maybe use without an earpiece. Or come close to the...
Hello, can you hear me now?
Fantastic, much better.
Okay, so my name is Patience. I am from Zimbabwe. I joined the Hallelujah Challenge 2017.
Wow.
In India. I have a Nigerian friend in India that introduced me to the Hallelujah Challenge 2017. And I've never missed an edition since then.
Wow.
So, just a background. I grew up not in a non-religious family. And my friend said, you need to join Pastor Nathaniel. He does sermons at midnight, Nigerian time. So maybe you can belong to a body of Christ that worships and praises him. And that's when I joined in the Hallelujah Challenge. So from then, my life has been a testimony after a testimony. All the Hallelujah Challenge editions I've joined, they are all fulfilled, everything I've written down. But I'm just going to get into the biggest testimony. 2020, okay. February, on the 31st, I think the Hallelujah Challenge was starting on the 1st of February, 2020. I wrote in my journal that I wanted a child, a boy. And after writing that with so much faith, I even wrote wanted my delivery to
be.
Yes, sir.
Please, could you step back a bit so we see your face? I think you're so close to the screen.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. My phone has a small technical problem, so I was trying to speak closer to the phone. Can you hear and see me now?
Yeah, I can. We can hear you so clearly. We just wanted to see your fine face.
Okay. This is me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, much better.
Okay, sir. So I wrote with faith that I wanted a child. I wrote the gender. I also wrote how I wanted my delivery to be. And the reason I wrote that for the 2020 Hallelujah Challenge was the previous 2 months I had traveled back home, and there were issues regarding conceiving, conception, and I received a lot of negative comments. So I came back with so much energy, and I said, this is the time that I want to write. And I wrote everything down. I wrote how I wanted my child. I wrote everything down. And that was on the 31st of January, 2020. Hallelujah Challenge was starting on the 1st of February. So a few weeks later, I realized I had conceived. I was expecting a baby. Then on my first scan, I went to the hospital and I talked to the doctor and I asked, when do you think I might have conceived? And you said from the dates that you have given us, it might be between the 1st of February. That was in alignment to the Hallelujah Challenge, the first day of the Hallelujah Challenge.
Wow.
And around that time, and I had to go back and I had to confirm, and I said that would be the first of the Hallelujah Challenge. So after that, months later, my pregnancy is how I had told God I wanted to be. It was hassle-free. I was happy throughout. And October, I had written in my Hallelujah Challenge journal that in October, my child should come on the first day, on the very day that my scan said my child should come. I wrote it in my journal. And I wrote that I'm going to walk into a hospital. I'm not going to be driven to the hospital in a rush. I'm going to walk in the hospital. My delivery will be between 4 to 6 hours, everything in my journal. My delivery will be 4 to 6 hours, and I'm going to walk out of the hospital walking with no complications. And to show you how powerful my prayer points were. Unfortunately, that was the time Nigeria was going through the end-SARS period.
Okay.
And those were the days things really were not nice, and there was a lot of tension and violence going on. And I was so scared. I just opened my Bible, I opened my journal, I started praying. The night, 21 October, I went to the hospital. I said, let me just go and wait, because I believe my child, whose due date was the 22nd, is going to come on the 22nd. Although the doctors had said, we'll give you plus or minus 1 week. I said, no, I wrote that my child is coming 22nd. So my child is coming 22nd. Let's go to the hospital. We'll wait there. I went to the hospital. We got there around 5 a.m. We drove, despite what was going on, we drove. We got there safely. I walked into the hospital. The doctor checked me, looked at me, and said, ma'am, I want to know, who do you believe in? I said, I believe in God. He said, I see you. You are walking here. I'm looking at you. You are very strong. I said, I prayed before I came here. I prayed. And he said, because you are in active labor right now and you don't seem to have pain. I went real back. I went back and I said, I wrote this. I wrote this. And truly, my child was due on the 22nd. And my child came on the 22nd. My labor duration was 3 hours, 30 minutes. And my child was there. No complications, nothing. And I remember it was on the 22nd. We only managed to come back home on the 26th because we're not sure if it was safe to drive back. So we decided to stay at the hospital.
Did you give birth in Nigeria? Do you live in Nigeria? Sorry?
In Nigeria. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So after that, we were driving back to our house in Nigeria, 26th. And I think the next Hallelujah challenge was around 27, 28. And I just went back because I was still recovering. I just went back and I said, God, I've brought back your gift. This is your gift to me. Everything I said I wanted, you gave me. I was raised by a family of non-believers, but you have told me, you have showed it in my life that you are here. You can listen to my prayers. You read what I've written, and you see everything I ask. So here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to dedicate this child to you. And I wrote everything I wanted my child to be. Everything I wanted. I said, I'm a first-time mom. I'm away from home. I don't have close people to help. I need the strength. I need to be able to take care of this child. And Pastor Nat, I can tell you that my child, that testimony, last Hallelujah challenge, you said your testimony will give birth to more testimonies. That was last Hallelujah challenge. I think the 16th edition, you said that. And I'm here to tell you that my child, despite other testimonies, my engagement, my marriage, everything was in the Hallelujah Challenge journal. But I'm concentrating on this one because this one is still giving testimonies. Fine, my child is 2 years, 2 years, 2 months. And I sensed that there was a delay in speech, right? He was not speaking as a milestone as how he was supposed to be. Last Hallelujah Challenge, I said, God, I'm back with the child again. I need you to give him this speech. I need him to speak fluently, eloquently, and I need when he speaks, I need what he says to be a testimony of how you are the Almighty God. After that prayer, we prayed. The third day from the prayer that you said, kids with speech delay, you mentioned it. And for me, it was a confirmation again. You said, kids with speech delay, open your mouth, speak now. This boy, the following 2 days, woke up and said, Mommy, A, B, C, D. And I look back, I texted my friends. I said, guys, if you were in Hallelujah Challenge, come see
see what my son is doing. He started talking. My child, when people look at him, they say, this boy, he has an anointing. That's what people look at my child and say, this boy has an anointing. And I'm just here to give thanks to that. I'm just here to say, Pastor Nathaniel, I'm from Zimbabwe. I joined Hallelujah Challenge in India. Right now, I am in Nigeria. Wow. And I don't think you remember, but we met. We met, and I talked to you. We met. You prayed for me. You prayed for my best friend's birthday. And I don't think you remember, but we did meet. And yes, we did meet. And I tried, and I gave a brief summary of my testimony to you. And I felt comfortable enough now to say, let me just share with everyone else looking for the gift of children, looking for the gift where children are concerned. I am here to say everything I wrote about my child before he came, when he came, and right now as we are together with him, everything came to pass. So I just hope it's changed someone.
Hallelujah.
It changed someone's face.
Were you the one I met? Were you the one I met somewhere, like in a shopping complex or something?
I am.
You were the one. Okay.
I am. And just to humor you, Pastor Nathaniel, I actually said it that I'm now in Nigeria. I must meet Pastor Nathaniel, and I must meet him on a special day. And I met you on my closest friend's birthday. And my friend also said, I must meet Pastor Nathaniel when he comes to Zimbabwe. And she traveled more than 200 kilometers to come see you perform in Harare.
Whoa. Yo. 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 Let me see you when they say to South Africa. Yo.
Yes.
What
yes.
You guys have.
Yes.
Pray. Father, we give you thanks, Lord.
Amen.
We give you
Amen.
All the glory for your children. You know my biggest testimony?
I mean, yes, sir.
That of your baby is fantastic. But, you know, coming from that family where you did not know the Lord, and now
yes,
you know the Lord, you're a child of God, and yes, exercising very, very fierce, you know, sounding and looking faith is just so encouraging. The Lord bless
Amen.
You. Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you so evening. Much, Pastor Nathaniel. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. Some people have faith. Hey. Hey. Jehovah. Hallelujah. I love testimonies. I love testimonies. Okay, let me see those go online. You may send me an invite also. If your name was called upon, and then there's also all those that I called out. Please send me a request. Just no. Send me a request. All right. I am waiting in capital letters. So there's Abednego. I tried to send you a request, but you did not accept it. Is Omar Biki there? Is anybody like Omar Biki there?
Yes.
Omar Biki.
Yes.
Omar. Okay. Omar, I'm sending you a request now. Omar, I just sent you a request now. Just look at your phone and you see it. Omar Biki, yes.
Hello. Hi,
how are you?
Good. My name is
How
Omar.
Are you? You are blessed,
You're
Omar.
Blessed. Thank you.
You're blessed. Please go ahead, Shoma. Where are you joining from?
I'm joining from Maryland in the U.S.
Yeah. Maryland, okay.
Yes. I've actually been on Hallelujah Challenge since 2017, but I'll be honest, I did not really know God that time. I just used to join because I just saw you that you will carry your shekere that time. I'm like, hey, who is this man? What is he doing? I got saved in 2021.
Oh, beautiful.
To the glory of
beautiful.
God.
Beautiful.
And then Hallelujah Challenge started making a little more sense to me after that. I think my turnaround started in 2022. Then I did not have a journal. I wrote my prayer points on a paper. And so it happened that year too, you came to Maryland to perform for a concert. And it so happened that I was the lady who came to pick you and your instrumentalist up from the hotel with another. Yes. And right after that, we had Hallelujah Challenge in October. I'm here to testify to the goodness of God. This was far back in 2022. And the other day, I found this paper. I found this paper December the 12th, 2023. And I looked at the paper and I saw that out of 6 prayer requests, God had answered 5.
Wow.
And I was like, is this really how you work, God? And I remember that that was also the period where after I had dropped you back in the hotel, I said, sir, please pray for me. And you said, just go ahead and ask God what you want. And then you said, it's done. The biggest testimony for me is I'm what you call a mental health nurse practitioner. I have a passion for people with mental illness. And 2023 February Hallelujah Challenge, I finally got a journal. And then I wrote to God about how I wanted him to perfect my job. And I wanted a job where I could include God, medicine, and therapy in it. It meant a lot to me because in the healthcare world, they try not to bring God into it. Mm-hmm. But I knew there was something God was trying to brew out of that. And that was it. I left it. And that same year, I had a lady who I had known years back reach out to me in passing. And she said, hey, so about that business, are you ready? And this is me where if you see my account balance, you know my business so now own. It's not, it didn't even make sense. But back to God, and I trusted God. To the glory of God, we own a mental health clinic. It's called Kairos Embrace Behavioral Health. And it is a Christian faith-based clinic.
We opened it
this month on the 3rd of February. And we are unashamed about talking about God there. You know, we're bringing God, we're bringing medicine, and we're bringing therapy together. See, I'm that girl that God has favored. I'm that girl that God saw and he found me worthy because we don't only own one clinic, we own 2 clinics. The second one will be opening next month in Delaware.
Wow.
And on Friday when you said, dress like your miracle, I was looking for how to dress. I said, you know me, I want to marry you, but you know, you didn't do this. So as I was coming out of my car, the Holy Spirit told me to take our flyer and come out. So I took the flyer out and I was like, okay, I will wear a ring on one hand. I will carry this on the other hand, but I will not carry baby so that they will not get confused and baby will come first before marriage. So no. So while sitting down, you started praying and then the Holy Spirit said, go ahead and write out all the places you want Kairos Embrace to be. And I just started writing. And, you know, every time I would stop, he'll be like, is that all? I'm like, I'll keep writing. So to the glory of God, we have Kairos Embrace Behavioral Health that I would say has been birthed out of Hallelujah Challenge. And
Hallelujah.
You know, we would take this ministry to the ends of the earth, and we would tell people that there's medicine, there's therapy, but do you also know about God?
Wow. This is so amazing. This is such beauty to hear and behold. Hallelujah. You know, I think we're coming to the Maryland, Virginia, Baltimore area around April. There's a concert I'm supposed to do there. I'm not promising anything at all, but if I remember, we'll just pay you a visit and blow over the office. If
You will remember I know you don't need to promise me. I know Felix and I know Victor. So you will remember. We'll go for you will remember that.
Congratulations.
It will be an honor. Thank you. So
hallelujah.
Much.
What a news. And brothers who are watching this in Maryland, you are looking at this fine sister like this. She's saying that she's very. You better slide into her DM and say you want to come for consultation. I mean, just use mental health excuse.
Thank you so much.
It will happen, and you will testify.
Amen. I will, and I'll come back here with him, holding him like this. I say, Pastor Nat, see my evidence. So see my evidence.
All right, God bless
you, sir.
God
you,
bless
sir. You. Have a good one, sir. Right. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye. Praise God. Okay. God is so good. God is just so beautiful. Is there Onome or Omono Monkwa? Is there anything like that? Omono Monkwa. Omono Monkwa. She says she's waiting. God is so good. Temi Modu. Is there Temi Modu? Temi Modu. Okay. I said only those who have been shortlisted to share today should. @Jeffu_Catherine. I think I saw something like that. @Jeffu_Catherine.
Just Catherine in Ayo.
Is she? @Jeffu_Catherine. I can see a Catherine in Ayo here. Is she the same person as Catherine Inayo?
No, not anymore, but I can check.
Are you the same person as Catherine Inayo? Dazzle Vicky.
There's Dazzle Vicky.
There's Dazzle Vicky. Yes. Okay, there's Dazzle Vicky. God bless you, our sister Lillian Neji. Thank you for joining. Dazzle Vicky. I just sent you an invite. Vicky, I just sent you an invite.
Hi, good evening, Pastor Nat.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. So I
know that exactly where you are. I can see your teeth. Okay.
So I'm one of those people that just had my testimonies piled up. I never get to share them, but this one has you. Experiencing depression, and see, personally, my recovery was immediately. I don't know if you've ever prayed for somebody and they get their healing immediately. Mine was immediately, because it happened like in few seconds, because you mentioned, you said there's this lady watching right now online, she's going through depression, you are healed of that depression. Immediately I just said amen, that is me. And in less than, see, I felt so light. I just knew that it was me. And from that particular day, I've been feeling so good and I've been fine.
Hallelujah.
And that testimony was,
yeah.
So the main testimony was during Hallelujah Challenge. You told us to specifically write what we wanted. I'd applied for a job. A friend recommended me for a job position in the bank, and I'd gone through the stages of interview, and they didn't get back to me. Hey, I mean, that I already had everything planned out, that I'll just resume, and everything. You know when you just plan everything in your head, and I was expecting it to just happen like that, but there was a delay, and I don't know why the delay happened, but the position was an entry-level position, but I don't know how God did it. When you told us, write what you want in your testimony and how you want it. Pastor Nat, this is my Alleluia journal. I specifically wrote how I wanted it, and I stated that I wanted a senior position. I even look at the junior position. I didn't look at the fact that I wanted a job at that moment. I just stated I wanted a senior position, and I rested. I went into rest. So during when you said we should dress like a miracle, yes, sir. When you told us to dress like a miracle, I dressed like mine, and I thought I went to the, so because my tag was the VIP, I used the entrance I used was different from where we had the picture stand. But I made sure that I ran to that picture stand and I took a picture with my friends that I had invited, and I told them that I'm going to wear the same outfit on my first day in the bank. My friends were, in fact, one of my friends said, I don't start. But I just did not answer because I knew that if God had healed me of depression on Hallelujah Challenge, he could do this one. So on the 1st of December, we had experience in church. And after experience in church, I didn't even check my mail. I didn't even know a mail had come in during that Thursday that you were singing in church. But I told my friend, I made sure I recorded a video of it. I held my phone and you sang Jesus here. I put man on mine and I told my friend that when I get my bank job, this is the song I will sing, Jesus here. And then that Friday, the mail came from the bank. I didn't even know. That Saturday morning, the mail came in from the bank. I didn't know. On Monday, when I got to the office, I just clicked on my office system and I saw senior position. Person.
Wow. Internet now.
Speaking in tongues.
Okay. Okay, we're struggling to hear you. I think your network is it us? Is it our network? Okay. We're struggling to hear you. Can you hear us now?
What part? Yes, I can hear you. What part did you miss?
Okay, no. Okay, we heard the part where you got the senior position and you danced Jesus here, and you know, afterwards he was scrambling.
After I danced my Jesus here, on the first day I resumed in January, I wore my Hallelujah Challenge dress like your testimony to the office.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. Thank you for making our joy full. Thank you for honoring the faith of your people. Thank you for expressing your goodness in such amazing ways to us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Congratulations on your, and may you grow in leaps and bounds on the job. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Thank you,
so see you later at night.
Yes, sir.
You are blessed. Yes. You are blessed. So help us end the video from your part. God is so good. Okay, turn on commenting. So who else? Who's available? Do you know who else is available?
Hot Winnie says she's available.
Hot Winnie.
H-U-T-E.
Did she write on the comment?
Yes, that's what I'm waiting
on. Hot Winnie. In caps?
Yes.
In capital letters. Okay, because I disabled the comment.
I just saw a comment.
Just now? When I
you saw you turn it
on. When it's on. Off or on?
When you turn it on. I'm sure.
Yes. Okay, hot twinny, okay. Okay, hot twinny, let me search for you again. Okay, I just saw you. Hot twinny, I just sent you a request. Is that amazing? Hello.
Hello, Pastor.
Hot twinny, how are you?
Fine, my name is Chidima, and I'm joining from your favorite city in Canada. Otherwise, outside.
Okay. Be having me.
Personal, I missed to see you in person that day you came, when you came for the New Year service.
Why?
But the service, it was awesome. Yes. And it's my worshiping life.
Amazing. Nice to meet you, Chidima.
Okay. So, Pastor, my testimony is on January 25th, just a year after you did this first come and see this year. So, January 25th last year, you just came online. You said you were bathing and you had the Holy Spirit told you to talk about male children born on Wednesday. So you posted on your Instagram page that day, you asked what is the meaning of Kweku. So people said it's a male
children born
Wednesday. So when you came live on Instagram that evening, that night, so due to time difference, I couldn't join live, but my friend tagged me. And so I was watching. So that time around was after our 6 year wedding anniversary. And we have been waiting on children.
Wow.
We did all different treatments and everything, and nothing worked. So the day before that, that live, I was expecting my monthly flow. And of course, I did the test the day before, and it was negative, you know, when it's not even like it's light or, you know, it's faint. Was pure negative. So 5 minutes into rewatching the video, so you were talking about how people you came online to talk about women trying to conceive, that you were talking about Kairos moments,
yeah,
and how people should key in and how people will testify, you know. So the Holy Spirit just told me, go and test again. I didn't argue. But usually, after the first test, I'm already frustrated not to test again, and, you know, because it's really depressing. So I just obeyed immediately. I went to the bathroom. I just paused the video. I went to the bathroom, and I just tested again. And lo and behold, Pastor, it was pure negative. Like, it was so dark. Like, you wouldn't know that the previous test was negative. It was dark. 2 red lines, and that was my first ever positive since I got married 6 years ago that month.
Wow.
And my husband and I had COVID. I thought maybe COVID was messing with my system, and
yes.
It was so surprising. And then I went to the doctor's office, and then they did the blood test, and personal, I have my evidence right here.
After 6 years.
Yes, after 6 years. Was born on a Wednesday, Pastor Nat.
Wow!
You're talking about male children, but you said something that even female children, that people will receive even female children. So I'm part of those that received their female children. She was born on a Wednesday.
And Kweku, and I heard Kweku means Wednesday.
Yes, children born, male children born on Wednesday.
Yes. Wow.
So I give glory to God for everything. I really appreciate ministry, and I continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. We give Jesus all the glory.
Yes, and I want to also pray for women trying to conceive. Mm. I have my friend that tagged me in the video. She's also in the waiting. I key her testimony, and I know that the next come and see,
amen,
she will come with evidences, and she will testify.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. What a mighty God we serve. This God is amazing. God. Hello, darling.
Diana.
What's her name?
Eliana.
Eliana. What does Eliana mean?
God has answered.
Hey.
So.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eliana. Don't worry. Eliana will soon have a baby brother.
Amen.
In fact, you have until you are tired.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember a lady in our parent church, Sister Faith and Larry, you know, I will share this testimony. She saw me one Sunday in church, and every time I see her, I keep telling her, it will happen, it will happen. This particular Sunday, she looked so depressed, and I just came down from the car and I said to her, when you start having children, a day will come when I tell you you have another one, you will shout, please, please, please. Oh, yes, Pa, she started having children. I was on the staircase going up stairs, and I said to her, one more for us. She shouted, no, no, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh. That will be your testimony in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For your shame, may you receive double. In Amen. Jesus' name. Amen.
That's
you
right.
Are blessed. You Amen. Are blessed. God bless you. Ah! What God does there. This God. This God. Hey! After 6 years, the things of the Spirit just releasing a word online. The word of God is powerful. The word of God. May your word come in the name of Jesus. May the Lord who confirms the word of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers send you your word in this season. May your word come in the name of Jesus. As I was watching this broadcast, I got a word, but I don't know if it's for this life or for later at night. I'm going to declare it again. I wrote it down. I normally write these words down, okay? When I get inspired words, I write them down. While I was here, before I came here, I heard the word, the name Kelvin. Then while I was here, I heard the word bone cancer is healed. So let me release it here in case there's anyone online. Father, we declare in the name of the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that any situation of bone cancer now is healed. Completely in Jesus' name. And we will declare this word again at night. And let me see what I saw again and we'll pray about it. I was praying and thanking God. I put out a message for us to thank God for 1 hour. And while I was praying, I got into a small trance. And I heard, like, you know how pilots give messages. I was listening to worship and sleeping and praying and thanking God. A song by Terry McCallum on Thanksgiving. And then suddenly it looked as though I heard what pilots were saying, you know, almost as if they were going to give an emergency information. So what I knew that was happening in the spirit, a plane that was supposed to land in Nigeria could not land and was requesting an emergency landing somewhere in Lome or Togo. And I woke up from that vision praying, and I said, in the name of Jesus, there shall be no crash in Nigeria. There shall be no crash in West Africa. And I declared one more time, I released this word in the atmosphere, that we shall not experience a crash in Nigeria or in Togo or Lome or in West Africa. And tonight again, you guys remind us to pray. Remind me to pray that prayer. We're going to pray it and cancel every heavy up in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, who's next?
What do you have? What are the ambitions?
I know that what the ambition now. Are they online? Is she online?
Yes,
what the ambition?
Yes, sir.
What the ambition? What the ambition? Where are you? What Worthy ambitions.
Worthy underscore ambition.
Did she type in caps? God is so good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Worthy ambition, please type again. I keep seeing that on my personal. Onomonomonukwa. Check. She keeps saying I'm waiting. Okay, let me just search for worthy ambition. Worthy underscore
ambition.
Underscore ambition. That's soteria.
Yes.
Sounds like a Ghanaian.
Oh my God, Pastor Nat.
Hey, what you say?
Oh, it's been so long.
How are you Ghanaian?
Yeah, I'm Ghanaian.
What you say?
I'm your dumb, I won't swear. Oh, I've been trying since the first come and see. I'm so
you
happy.
You are here finally.
Finally. Oh my God. Pastor Nat, I don't know where to start from. So, my first Hallelujah Challenge was in 2022, February. Thanks to Lady Selassie Metal. Minister Joe Metal's wife introduced me.
Wow.
So, I joined the first Hallelujah Challenge in 2022, February. And then, October, I introduced my friends and my family. So, in 2022... after the first Hallelujah Challenge in February, in June, I was promoted out of nowhere. I was promoted at work, and then fast forward to October, during the October Hallelujah Challenge, when I had introduced my family and friends, I was always sharing the link with them. And then, unfortunately, before we could end the October Challenge on 21st, I lost my dad. So, about 3 days or 4 days, I wasn't joining. And I remember the October 2022, the challenge was supposed to end somewhere around the 20-something October. So whilst I wasn't joining, I thought maybe it had ended. Then one day, one of my friends reached out and was like, why have you stopped sharing the link? And I said, haven't it ended? And she said, no, Pastor Nat has extended it. So
wow.
I joined that day. That was the day we were breaking the news to my youngest sister. So she came home, we told her, and then we all joined in the challenge and Pastor Nat. We were crying and dancing at the same time because at that point we had realized that our mom was in the US, so we literally lived with our dad. So us alone, just three girls, we were dancing, crying, wailing, and we're like, God, we have to give thanks because in all things you said we should give thanks.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the blessing.
Wow.
Because I had applied, my mom in the U.S. tried to file for us with the help of my grandfather. And in that 2022, January, my grandfather passed. So the lawyer told us that since the petitioner who is filing for you has passed away, there's nothing we can do about it. According to the U.S. Process, when the immigration case is pending and the petitioner passes away, the case automatically dies with the petitioner. So you now have to start all over again.
Wow.
So my mom told us about it. So right now, my only option was now to try the school option. So I had applied to a school in Georgia State. And in November 2022, I got admission. So I started making preparation for the visa process. Then we entered 2023, February Hallelujah Challenge. Pastor Nat, you mentioned the name. My name is Soteria. My name is Soteria. You mentioned Soteria on day 4 and I think day 10. Yes, you mentioned it twice. People were sending it to me. I'm like, I'm here. Don't send it to me. I'm already here. We were talking about salvation, the gift of salvation. So that was when people got to know that the name Soteria means salvation. So I was here and I told myself that this Hallelujah Challenge is mine.
Hallelujah.
So after 2023 Hallelujah Challenge, around May, June, I got an interview date, which was for July 25th at the Accra, U.S. Embassy in Accra, July 25th. So prior to that, when I started the school process, I introduced two of my colleagues to also try. And their interview date was before mine. So they went and they got it. They did not have scholarship. I got a partial scholarship. So when they were already tense, I was trying to encourage them that, don't you believe in God? Yes. So me, I was the one desiring people over. They went and they got it. Now it is my turn, most confident. I go there and the interviewing officer, I greeted her. She didn't even look at me. She was just looking at her screen. She asked me just two questions. Why are you going to this school and how are you paying for your deficit? As I was answering, she was just looking at her screen and just nodding. And before I could even finish, she said, I'm sorry, I'm unable to give you a visa at this time. So I just stand here and turned. Pastor Nat, I think I went blank that moment. And as I was leaving, someone saw me in the queue and apparently I had a smiley face. So the person was like, the way you are laughing here, I'm tapping into your miracle. Looks like they didn't see you. Pastor Nat. So me, I was like, I don't know what you're tapping into.
People always tap into things.
People always tapping into things. They don't know what they were tapping into. So that 25th, I came home. I called my mom. And my mom has been in the U.S. alone since the death of my grandpa. And she's more or less an illiterate. So she was really hoping to God that at least this could be the chance for me. So I called my mom, we cried. Then I was like, God says in all things. That's one thing I have learned. Thanks to you, Pastor Nat. I give thanks in all things. So I gave thanks to the Lord and then went back to business. Exactly 5 days later, that was 1st August. It was around that same time that you had been coming online and saying that this is the season of Thanksgiving, the dance.
Yes.
You were talking to us about the dance. That was those Kairos moments that week. So I was always dancing around my file, which contains my documents. And then on 1st August, my mom called me and was like, so prior to that 1st August, my mom was supposed to go and see the lawyer because she was kind of depressed. And someone told her that maybe there's a way around this whole thing, even though the petitioner is dead. However, in the U.S., before you can change a lawyer, you have to first submit a letter to show that I don't want you on my case anymore. Give me my documents. So she went to submit the letter to the lawyer on the 1st. And the lawyer, who was usually rude to my mom because she's illiterate, first thing she told my mom was, why didn't you book an appointment before coming? And my mom said, I'm only here to deliver a letter to you. So he took the letter and said, you want your documents. Don't worry. I'll get them ready and send you an email. My mom said as she was turning to leave, the lawyer called her again and asked, what is your children's surname? And my mom mentioned her surnames. Then he asked his, I think paralegal or something, to check his email. Not knowing that USCIS had approved the immigration case way before the two interview dates. They had approved the case in the U.S. 7 July. Wow. And it had gone to Accra on 9 July. And
wow.
The date 13 September. Pastor Nat. So my mom called me that 1st August. I think I don't know my reaction that day. I was just crying to God, like, God, you overdo one.
Whoa.
So now the next issue is Pastor Nat. Now the next issue is the lawyer is telling us that we shouldn't even bother going for the interview because first of all he made a mistake. Instead of letting USCIS know that the petitioner is dead, he did not. So USCIS thinks that the petitioner is still alive because my grandpa came to die in Ghana. So in the U.S., they didn't know about his death. So they will ask us for his tax documents. So if you are unable to provide that at the interview, they will deny us. So there's no need to go.
Yes.
Then my mom told me about it. She was shaking already. And I told her, who commands a thing and it comes to pass when God has not commanded it? This lawyer
Wait. That was the same scripture I was typing when you were talking. Look at it. That's the scripture. While you were talking, I pulled up that scripture came to me and you just said it now.
Yes, Pastor Nat.
Lamentations.
Yes.
3:37.
Yes.
Who is he that commanded a thing?
Yes.
And it comes to pass. While you were speaking, when you said that the U.S. will say yes. that the petitioner is there.
Yes.
And now that's this scripture just came yes. to me now. That's it.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's it. So I told my mom that we will go. So that 13 September, me and my younger siblings, and I've introduced them to the Hallelujah Challenge. So right now, our faith was more or less apart, like the three sisters. So we went for the interview, and Pastor Nat, the lady asked me, he took the previous test transcripts. It had both my grandpa and my mom's name. But the 2022 transcripts had only my mother's name. So the interviewer asked me that, why is it that my mom was the only one who filed the tax? Where is my dad? My grandpa's name. And Pastor Nat, that's the moment I was supposed to tell them the man is dead. But yes. I just froze. And the words I could hear myself speak was, please, I don't know. So the lady was like, oh, okay, don't worry. Then she went in, brought a sheet, which stated that she can't make a decision until she gets those documents. So she ticked on, it's more like a denial sheet, but then it's not a denial yet. So it's yes. like, we need further documents.
Yes,
so
the documents just pending.
Exactly. They needed the lease, which has my mom and my grandpa's name on it. Then they needed a tax transcript of the my grandpa, and I think some other documents which we could get. We came home, called my mom. My mom started crying that, we should have told her the man is dead. Why did we lie? My mom was crying and wailing, and I told her, this is not my fight. This is not my battle. From the beginning, we have said that this battle is unto the Lord. So I cannot fight this battle. What they are saying we should bring, we will take what we can get. What we cannot get, we will leave it unto the Lord. So we gathered the documents, and this time around, since the dead man doesn't have a tax transcript, so we wrote a letter in three sentences, which the lawyer even refused to write for us because he said we went there and withheld information. So he has washed his hands of the case. So I just wrote a three-sentence letter in my mom's name saying that so-and-so is dead, so we cannot get this document. Thank you very much. And then we notarized it. And then we added the man's death certificate, which we had. And then we submitted it on the 2nd October. So before we submitted, we danced around it. And then Hallelujah Challenge started on the 3rd of October. So my sisters and I told God that we are not ending Hallelujah Challenge without our visas. He says he calls what is not as though they were.
Come on.
So if they open the envelope, we don't know what they are going to see. If the Lord is going to change the death certificate into the transcripts, we do not know. All we know that he said we should seek, we will find, we should ask, and we will get it. So that is the only thing we have come here. We are not finishing HC without our visas. Pastor Nat, day 17. day 17. Was the day the first one was issued, which is the youngest. And she was, I think, 16 years old. She turned 17 in December. So she was 16. And my mom, we had a family friend who is also kind of into legal things in the U.S. He said it's more like a pity thing. Maybe it's because she's younger. So even if we get one out of 3, I said, please, do not limit my God. He's an unlimited God. He's doing all. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask for. What do you mean? The remaining 2 is coming. And Pastor Nat, the day Pastor Jerry came, Pastor Jerry said, you have spent more than enough time in your old. Move into your new now. In three days. And that 3 days was the day we were ending the challenge, Pastor Nat. I was like, God, I told you I'm not ending it without the visa. So Pastor Nat, 23rd, the day we were ending the October challenge, the remaining 2 visas were issued in the morning. So we closed Hallelujah Challenge with 3 visas. As I am speaking, I am in the U.S. My sister, all my sisters are in the U.S. with our mom. We are permanent residents. The last one is in Texas, but she's less than 18. Pastor Nat, this is what the Lord has done.
One more
testimony. So as I came, I hadn't gotten a job yet. So when you posted that we're starting Hallelujah Challenge on feed, I was busy broadcasting to people, not knowing I was going to get a job and my start date was going to be free. So the day we started Hallelujah Challenge was the day I started my job orientation. I'll go for orientation, try as much as possible to get home before 6 p.m. U.S. time, and then we move. Oh, my God.
This is dangerous. I just love your faith, man.
But it's all thanks to you and your team.
When I meet fire people like this, you think they can jam me.
It's all thanks to you and your team.
Oh, thanks to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
My word for you, the word that comes to my spirit for you is that you have not seen anything yet.
Amen.
I'm prophesying that by the Spirit of God. You have not seen. You think you've seen the hand of God. You have not seen anything yet.
Amen. Oh my God, Pastor Nat. You just confirmed the word. Minister Dunsi said it during the 1 hour song. He said, Eliezer, the hand of the Lord, Eliezer. He said it. He said that is someone's word, and this is the confirmation. Yeah. Thank you, Pierre. Thank you.
You have not seen anything yet.
Amen.
You have not seen anything yet.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for stirring up our faith. Wow.
God bless you, Pastor. Wow.
You are blessed.
God bless you. Amen. Amen, sir.
God bless you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kai. We have some brothers and sisters in the Lord, though. Hey, God has children. God has some better quality children that believe Him. That sister is so. Hey, is this sister married? A better brother should marry this sister. Hey, this one that would just be a warrior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who else? My goodness. My baby just leaped or leapt. Is it leaped or leapt? Just listening to her. Ooh. Who else is there?
I think it's Abuja Kids Passion List was there.
Okay. I have some more. There's Sandra Sagboha. Okay. If I called you, let me read the names out again. Abednego Kwafut, Lucy Akuko, Femishola Ogunboy Esther, Antonia Jagaba, Victory Eloho, Amanda Leo.
Amanda Leo is on.
Is Amanda Leo there?
Yes.
Sandra Lasagi, or is it Lasage? Lasagi. Okay. Okay, so if I've called your name, please reply by saying, I am waiting, in capital letters. I am waiting. Oh, this sister is full of the Holy Ghost. Chai. The joy in our spirit is contagious. See, is Elizabeth delivered in there?
No.
My goodness. And she's filled with the word. See the word just flowing out of her. Flowing out. Ah, child. I love firebrand people. Shy guy. Okay, so who's online that I can add now? BJ, is there BJ over there?
No.
Only those we have shortlisted. Only those we have shortlisted. This last sister is Worthy Ambition, I mean. No. I must follow this one. This one, I'm following her. I need to connect with her. Quick. Follow her on Instagram. How can I follow her from here on? Such an amazing child of God. Please remind me to add her and follow her.
Okay.
On Instagram, yeah, monitor her progress, and you know. Okay, so nobody that we have called is online. I mentioned the name. Please, if I just mention your name, respond by saying, "I am waiting. I am waiting." Those I called, Abigail Abednego. Akwo Ngo, Femisola Ogunboye Esther, Antonia Jagaba, Sandra Lasage, Chisom Oyebuchi. Did we do the Chisom Oyebuchi? I have been waiting for weeks now, but not called. Temimodu. Was there a Temimodu that was supposed to... Tell me, Mother, did you feel your phone? You said you've been waiting for weeks, but not come. Anytime, tell me, Mother, was there a tell me, Mother, at any point in time, even a previous one? We can take people from the previous ones.
I'm not saying.
Okay, the reason why we always want to take people with veterans is because we don't want surprises. Yeah? Who are we from?
Abuja kids.
Is she there?
Abuja kids.
Okay, but Abuja fashion. Okay, I've seen that. Abuja the kids, I just sent you. Okay, the Temi Modu didn't fill a form. She said she was not aware. Abuja, Fashion. Abuja Keith Fashion.
Yes, I'm Chisum. Yes. Good evening, Pastor Nathaniel.
How are you? Oh, you are blessed.
I'm fine. Your dad, Joe. Finally, I've waited so much to share this testimony.
Has come to pass.
Yes, so see what the Lord has done. I have two wonderful testimonies. Please. One is from the October Hallelujah Challenge that was just concluded. And then this wonderful daughter of mine, 3 weeks ago, the Lord restored her back to life after 6 hours of prayer.
Wow.
Yes.
Let me see her.
Look at her. Oh. After 6 hours of trusting God, but let me start from October Hallelujah Challenge. So in August last year, I was making my daughter say, Mommy, come. And I noticed something on her head. I tried scratching it, and all of a sudden, this is her. And all of a sudden, the hair at that spot got... In fact, I cannot explain what happened. From August... Throughout August, the hair didn't grow. September, no hair was coming forth. I had to see a pediatrician. The pediatrician said, the problem is that there's no pores to even show that hair will definitely grow. She will have to refer us to a dermatologist. I say, God, not dermatologist anymore. Considering that my father had just passed 2 years ago, suffering from lupus. I said affliction will not arise a second time. So I went into prayer.
Who passed?
My dad. Okay. He had lupus and he passed. Okay. So I said affliction will not arise a second time.
Yeah.
So, and I said I was not going to go to that dermatologist. I went into prayers. I joined the Koinonia September Miracle Service.
Yes.
And my prayer was, Father, restore this girl's hair. I refuse to go to dermatologist. I refuse to even see the pediatrician anymore. At this point, is God is your part to take over. After the Koinonia Hallelujah Miracle Service, we joined the October Hallelujah Challenge. The first thing on my journal was the hair. That was number one thing on my journal. Throughout the Hallelujah Challenge, every day I will mention it before God. When you say we should dance, drop our journal on the floor. I will drop it. I will dance around it. I said, Father, this Jesus here, I will definitely sing it. And Nathaniel Bassey will hear my testimony. Amen. The world will hear my testimony.
Amen.
I will check. No hair was growing. The first week, the second week, on the day of Hallelujah Festival, I say, Father, now this is over to you. We are not taking any medication. We are not doing anything. On the day of Hallelujah Challenge, I checked it. Nothing was happening. But 3 days after the Hallelujah Challenge, hair pores started coming out. A week after, the hair that never grew in 3 months, the hair grew back in 3 weeks. In 1 week after the Hallelujah Challenge.
Hallelujah.
It did not just have hair pores, but the hair became full. The whole of that place, you will not know that anything happened without medication, without going to the hospital anymore.
Let us see this baby, Abeg.
See her here.
Hey.
Her name is Chimdiomimi, meaning that my God is mysterious in his way.
God.
That's her. Yes. So that's my number one testimony from her. So On the 9th of January, my daughter fell ill. We took her to the hospital. They said it was malaria. They administered the 3 doses of Imal injection. She never got better. The fever kept spiking. We went back to the hospital. They said they were going to admit her. On admission, we were given some prescription. The hospital didn't have it, so we were asked to buy it outside. I didn't know it was fake antibiotics that was given to us. This girl was given 4 doses of the fake injection. Our case got worse that we came to the hospital. In fact, at some point, when we got to the hospital, she was eating. She would say, I'm hungry. But while we were in the hospital, she stopped eating. She started stooling. She started vomiting while in the hospital. Before you knew it, my daughter started convulsing. From convulsion, she passed on. The day before she passed, that morning, my husband called me. I said, I should come. Let us change hospital. That we can't continue in this hospital. I said, what is the problem? He said, just start coming to the hospital. Later, he called me again. He said, call your friend, the pediatrician in the hospital. She should come. That there is an emergency in the ward. So I called her. I said, please go to the ward. My husband said, you should come. There's an emergency. I'm on my way to the hospital. By the time I got to the ward, before I left the house, Holy Spirit said, pick anointing oil with you and go. So I went back home, picked anointing oil, put it inside my bag, and left to the hospital. On getting to the hospital, when I got there, I saw the doctors and nurses, everybody was running around, my daughter wasn't moving. So I took the anointing oil, I anointed her feet was cold. I anointed her hand was cold. I started speaking in tongues immediately. Immediately, I started speaking in the thought. I called. I said, Chimamanda, I call you back to life. I care less what the doctors are doing. I care less what the nurses have said. But the Bible said, I will not cast my young. I therefore decree over you, I will not know your burial ground. Whatever that is happening, I call you back to life. Immediately, I ran out. I called my pastor, the assistant pastor of my church. I said, Daddy, look at what is happening. And he came 3 days before then to anoint her in the hospital and pray with her. He started speaking in tongues. Then he prayed with me. After praying, I called a friend of mine who will be each other's help. We'll be standing by each other. During the Hallelujah Challenge, I always call her. I hope you've joined online. So I called her. She was crying. I was crying. I said, this is the situation on ground. She said, Father, no. We have joined Hallelujah Challenge since the inception of Hallelujah Challenge. We have trusted you. We cannot start January this way. We prayed, we called on God. I was shedding tears, she was shedding tears. I would say, Father, this is the tears of joy because this girl is coming back to life. Amen. We prayed for 1 hour. After the 1 hour, I ran back into the hospital. I called the priest of the my mom's church. I said, Daddy, I remember during the divine intervention program you had in the church, you said we should sow a seed. And that day I was in the hospital. People came to the hospital and gave us money. I said we should use this money to buy drugs for the children. I didn't remove 1 naira from that money. I said I won't use it to buy drugs, but rather I will sow it as a seed in the altar. I took the money as complete as it was, went to the altar and sowed it as a seed. And I said, Father, this is a covenant of life I'm sowing with you. I never knew something was coming up later. I said, Daddy, I will not sow a seed of life over my family and bury my child. It cannot happen. And immediately we started praying. The Reverend said, take the phone to her ear, put it on speaker and let us pray. We put the phone in the speaker and he prayed for 15 minutes. And then the evangelist of the church came to the hospital. We all held hands. My aunt said she was praying. A message came, say, anoint her. I said, that mommy, I've already anointed. I said, beautiful. Hold hands. From 8 a.m., my daughter came back to life by some minutes past 2 p.m. in the afternoon. It was a miracle that nobody can explain. In fact, the cleaner that was on duty that night said, Madam, do you know this? Your child is a miracle child. I said, yes, I know. She said, no. It is your husband who was in the world with me last night that knew that this girl passed since night, even before you came this morning. But the mercy of God brought her back to life. And I say, Father, you that did this, the world must hear my testimony. And I've come back to give God glory for what he has done in my family. That the world, my people did not gather to mourn with me, but rather they've come to celebrate. In fact, I called my mom today. I said, Mommy, this Sunday we are going for Thanksgiving in the church. Whatever I have, I will buy it and go and say, Father, thank you for this great thing you've done for my family. And that's why I insisted I must share my testimony on Hallelujah Challenge. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Father, we give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
The kind of testimonies and the kind of women I'm seeing today online, this one is God wants to do something.
Oh.
Hebrews 11. You see, in ministry, we don't joke with women. Men are wonderful. But when Jesus, in Luke 8, the Bible says that Jesus had women who surrounded him, who supported his ministry. Thank God. But for the kind of women we have listened to tonight, the Bible says women receive their dead raised to life again.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
you for your presence. Thank you for the spirit of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you because I sense that you've arranged these testimonies.
In fact, let me confirmation of this on day 5. Of this Hallelujah Challenge, you made mention of the day we prayed for children. You said there is a child you saw during administration of drugs. It affected one of the child's legs.
Yeah.
Good. And I was the child. I was the test. In fact, that was the revelation for me. When we got back from hospital, we found out that her right leg, while she was giving the first doses of Imal, caused an abscess for her. So that morning, before the Hallelujah Challenge, my husband was waiting. I said, "Ah, Theo, anytime I touch this part of this girl's body, she'll be crying." And then in the night, you gave that message. And immediately you gave that message, I screamed. I said, "Father, you have remembered." You said, "It is reversed." And immediately I held on to it. As I'm talking to you, that swollen part of the leg is down. It is gone. It has gone. I said I was going to. I said, Father, this is a confirmation of your word. You restored her and you be back.
That night for Hallelujah Challenge, and I saw it in a vision that a child was administered drugs.
Yes.
And it affected a part of the body.
We are the ones, so.
Wow. Lord, we're in all of you. You are a mysterious God. Our God is real. Thank you for what you are doing in these last days. You know, through platforms, Koinonia, MSPPD, Hallelujah Challenge, Camp, all of these altars that you've raised to demonstrate your goodness and your power and your glory. Thank you for bringing this child back to life. Thank you for the other child. Whose hair has come back and grown.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for giving this family special children and special treatments.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We use these testimonies as points of contact for Hallelujah Challenge tonight, day 8.
Amen.
That you will do strange and special miracles.
Strange
and special miracles.
Amen.
We take this as a sign. We take this as a token, as a lead, as a clue to what you do tonight.
Amen.
Do this so that your name and your name alone may be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you, my sister.
Thank you.
See you later.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Please end the video from your end. Try. Hey, do you have any other one? I can close now. So that, she said she's available.
Yes.
Amanda Leo.
She Amanda Leo.
Is there Olakemi _7?
No.
Okay. Hey. My faith is fired up. Did Amanda say she's... Let her write, I am waiting. Or Amanda is waiting. In caps. In capital letters. And we'll take that as the last one. And then we'll continue the rest maybe tomorrow. Hey, my goodness. What did we just hear tonight? Thank you for Spain. Okay, this Temi model, should I take a gamble on her? Okay. Temi model, check her profile. Let me see. Because we don't want to... Temi model, you've seen her name. What do you think? Okay. Temi model, I just added you. Maybe that will be about the last one. I just sent you a request. The Amanda lady, I can't find anything from her.
I can't see her comments, so I don't know when I blocked.
Okay, or what's her name? I just sent Temi Modu. What's the Amanda spelling for me?
Chimamanda.
Spell it.
C-H-I.
Uh-huh.
M-E.
Uh-huh.
M-E.
NDA. NDA.
NEO.
Okay. I just sent you a request, Chimamanda Leo. This is Chimamanda Leo.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Matt.
How are you, Chimamanda Leo?
I'm fine. Okay. Thank you. So, I joined the Hallelujah Challenge for the first time in 2021, and I received, instruction to apply internationally, to school internationally, because at that time I was in my final year in secondary school.
Okay.
And God told me to apply to universities. And I don't come from, a family that has much, so it was a lot of faith. So after I wrote my WASI, that's my WAEC, I applied to school, but I compromised and I started applying to colleges instead of universities because I felt like the fees were too much. And if anything, my family could just
go back to that.
So I learned my lesson the hard way. And in 2023, which was last year, God told me to apply again. And this time he told me to apply to University of Toronto, which is large. And to another school in America. So I wrote the exams and I passed. And I had been following up with the Hallelujah Challenge. I used to write, this. So I joined the last Hallelujah Challenge, which was the ending of last year. And then I saw the festival and you said that we should dress like our miracles. So I went to my sister's house, Izine Zara. I collected her buffer jacket. I wore sneakers, I wore jeans. I said I was going to dress like my miracle. I left my hair down like this, so because I wanted to go to Canada. So I got to the Hallelujah Festival. I was in the front. I said I was going to come early. And
you were there physically?
What?
You were there physically?
Yes.
Do I know your family? Do I know your family?
Yes.
Do I know?
You may know my sister. She's part of the...
Isn't it my sister?
Yes.
They look alike, I'm just saying.
Your family is allowed to do, John. What's your family?
Well, no.
You are blessed.
Amen. Well,
okay, you are blessed. You are from the family of God. And
yes.
God is
busy.
Look at the Disney sister. Huh?
Yes.
How are you?
Okay. So, I had written the WASI last year, so I came to the Hallelujah Festival, I prayed, and my sister had helped me. So we designed a template for the University of Toronto, so I put this as my wallpaper, I was sharing it on the altar, I was saying I received my admission, I received scholarship and everything. And I heard the Lord tell me that what great cannot do, grace will do it. And
What grace cannot do, grace will do it. Come on.
And I was like, I received this.
I'll borrow that and quote it to your credit. What grace cannot do, grace will do for you? Hello.
And University of Toronto has a very low acceptance rate. their acceptance rate is 43%. So I didn't believe my grades could do it. Eventually, I just keyed into it. So the two schools I applied to, I got admission into all three campuses, the one in America. And University of Toronto just reached out to me in January that I got admitted into their school. I didn't get the scholarship that I was hoping for, but I'm praying with this Hallelujah Challenge that God will make a way and do what he can. But I've gotten my admission, and that's my testimony.
Scholarship or no scholarship, you will go to that school.
Amen.
Scholarship is to pay for the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if God provides the money, who needs scholarship? And the money has come.
Yeah.
In fact, if as a matter of fact, I want to sow a seed of $1,000.
Thank you,
to teach your education. So
thank you,
tell
sir.
Them it's a prophetic seed, and this seed will break the fallow ground.
Amen.
For that scholarship. So
thank
after
you,
this
sir.
Thing, send them a detail. Whatever, let me transfer my $1,000 to you.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Amen. Oh. Okay.
Good young Gen Z girl saying the Lord told me. Yeah. Correct. This is the original Gen Z. Yes. Hallelujah. Please, don't remind me to send my seat to her. Please. In fact, if you want to join me on and so into that this sister school, let me know. Eh? Pastor Matt has given one tower already. In fact, let's send that small this thing from Hallelujah Challenge too.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm sending one. Hallelujah Challenge will send small to her.
Okay.
Scholarship or no scholarship, she will finish that school. Amen. Okay, so I think we should stop here. God bless you. I have to go prepare. Let's go pray. What kind of women did we listen to tonight? What kind of what? You know, correct, better women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for these testimonies. Indeed, you have blessed us. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for your mighty hand. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power and your glory. Lord, tonight, we ask that you do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, I don't need to say more. I mean, this has just fired my faith. So send out the links to your friends. God is doing tremendous stuff through the Hallelujah Challenge. We can't even take the testimonies. We can't even take all the testimonies. And you see, beyond the testimonies of, you know, the things that I call mundane things, you know, all of the things that, you know, we write as petitions, which are not, they are valid things, but you know, there are things that God is doing in the earth, you know, his agenda. I believe that Hallelujah Challenge is a prophetic intercessory altar, you know, through the agency of praise, you know, to effect things, to effect God's will and agenda upon the earth, some that we may not even know at all. All right, these other testimonies, okay, yes, they meet the needs of God's people, you know, and all. Okay, we'll try to post the come and see on YouTube.
Okay.
Let's see if we can post, post it on, you know, YouTube. I'm going to save this life. This has been incredible. God bless you. Okay, see you later at 11:59. The festival will happen 25th of February. Okay, and for those in Ghana, let me say that NSPPD will be there. I'll be joining my friend and brother, Pastor Jerry Eze, alongside Jumeto, and we'll be ministering. So if you're in Ghana, 24th of February, will be in Ghana for NSPPD conference, and back on the 25th for Hallelujah Challenge Festival. All right. I have just shared the flyer. Nadia, my sister, how are you? Nadia, let's talk after this. I know we have some pending things. So let's talk after this. Yeah, in fact, I should share that Nadia's testimony tonight. Let me just share it. Remind me to post it. Okay. Let me share it. Okay, bye-bye, people. Bye-bye.